bringing our attention to the center of the forehead. Seeing yourself there. I, the divine being, divinity, purity, is my personality. Please say this to yourself and feel the energy of purity being my nature. Purity. Flawless. Selfless. Unconditional giver. This is my nature. It's who I am. I am a divine being. Bring on the screen of your mind someone you know who needs strength, who needs healing, emotional healing, a family member, my child. Anyone you know who needs power, bring them there, not as a face, not as a relationship, but just another soul, another little star there. A little star who is in pain. Crying for love. Needing acceptance. And now, I, the divine being, radiator, giver of love and power, see yourself radiating power to them. It's just energy flowing from either soul to them. See it happening, not just think, see it happening. Vibration flowing from me to them. I understand them. I empower them. Hold that scene on the screen of your mind. energy flowing from either soul to them. And then power flowing from me, not just to one, but to everyone I know. Everyone at home, everyone at work is just a little star. Bring all of them like a little cluster of tiny point of light. Everyone I know is this energy, and see power from me radiating to them. I empower them. I energize them. I accept them unconditionally. Shanti. How many could see the other one as a point of light? This may seem just too simple. How is it possible to empower someone by just creating this thought that I, the soul, am radiating power to them? And as I create that intention, that feeling, and along with that, I visualize energy flowing from me to them. But when it is from me to them, it's not a parent to a child. It's not a role to a role. It is always a soul to a soul. So just a very, very simple visual. One tiny point of light here and another tiny point of light there, and energy flowing from me to them. How many can do this? Easy, simple. And then the next one. Either point of light here, and now not just one here, everyone I know. Everyone. Energy flowing from me to them. Simple. Can we do that? Yes. So from healing one to healing all I know to healing, how can we make it get bigger? Now who all will we have in front of us? First we had one soul, then we said, all the souls I know to I, the soul, radiating power to each soul on this planet. Can we do this every day? Can we do this every day? Yes. And when I'm radiating power to each soul, what's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to I, the soul, as I radiate power to every soul? What's going to happen to my power? It will increase. It will increase. When we pray to the divine, all of us say, सब को शांति दो, बोलते हैं ना, सारे विश्व को शांति दो, सारे विश्व को सुख दो. We pray, we have that pure intention. But while we ask the divine to give love and power to all, we with our own emotions sometimes may be giving the opposite. Yes? Yes. So it's not just asking God to give power to everyone, but it is using God's power to give power to everyone. So just adding your own self into the picture. So third step, now not just from me to them, but from there to me and then from me to them. So we're bringing one more star in the picture. Who's that one more star? ठीक है, अब इस विजुअल को लेकर आओ. There, here and there. Now create that diagram. Where's the energy flowing? From the ocean of love, the ocean of power to me, and from me to them. Close your eyes for 10 seconds. See this happening. And then you'll be able to do it with eyes open. But just now, just create that visual. The ocean of love, the ocean of peace, Sarva Shaktivan, the almighty authority, the powerhouse. God's power flowing to me. And from me to them. You can visualize a red light, you can visualize a golden light, you can visualize a white light. From God to me, from me to them. ठीक है, दिख रहा है, हो रहा है, किस किस को दिख रहा था, कुछ कुछ दिख रहा है. द मोर इट्स लाइक अ लिटिल एक्सरसाइज, लाइक फिजिकल ड्रिल. द फर्स्ट टाइम इफ आई हैव टू बेंड एंड टच माय फीट, आई माइट नॉट टच माय फीट द फर्स्ट टाइम, बट आई स्टार्ट बेंडिंग एंड बेंडिंग एंड बेंडिंग एंड इट्स गोइंग टू स्टार्ट हैपनिंग. सो वॉट वी आर डूइंग सिंस यस्टरडे इन एवरी मेडिटेशन, we are using three powers, because we all want to be clear with our meditation before we leave on Monday, right? So we are using three powers, and the three powers are the three faculties of the soul: man, buddhi, sanskar, the mind, intellect and sanskar. So we saw yesterday, when soul power is less, mind creates lot of weak negative waste thoughts, intellect is not able to take quick accurate decisions, and sanskars are, where's the vibration? What is sanskar? Sanskar is a habit, but not a outer habit like eating, drinking, but an inner emotional pattern, a habit. Anger is a sanskar. Irritation is a sanskar. Forgiveness is a sanskar. Holding on to things is a sanskar. Samajh mein aa gaya? What is a sanskar? Right? So what is outer, we say adat, habit, and what is an inner emotional pattern, a typical pattern. So like somebody gets hurt very easily, upset over trivial matters. So we will say, ye iska sanskar hai. This is their sanskar. Now, the journey of Raj Yoga is from shifting to our lower vibrational sanskars, shifting to our higher vibrational sanskars. Just put both your hands out and let's be very clear which one are lower vibrational sanskars, which one are higher vibrational sanskars. So I'll just keep saying out the sanskar and you put it on the correct hand. The left hand will be the lower vibrational sanskars, which are uncomfortable, unhealthy. Unhealthy for the mind, for the soul, unhealthy for the body, and the right hand will be the higher vibrational sanskars. And when you put it on whichever hand you choose, just lift it a little bit to see. Let's see which one we have selected, okay? And the rule of the game, not to look at other people. They may be putting it on the wrong hand and we'll make a mistake if we look at them. Take care? Okay. And every word that I'm sharing is a sanskar. So you're going to get that recorded here. These are my sanskars, okay? Stress. Anger. Happiness. Patience. Ego. Irritation. Forgiveness. Compassion. Comparison. Competition. Which one is that? Which one is competition? Pakka karo. Pakka karo. Which one is competition? Left. Acha. Hurt. Self-respect. Empathy. Understanding other people. Jealousy. Insecurity. Attachment. Which one is that? Which one is that? Okay, how many say left? And how many say right? And how many have not put up their hand for either of the two? Kyun? Un dono mein se ek to choose karna hoga. Attachment, love. So there are two words. Attachment, love. Two words. So if two words, two different emotions. Hai na? So attachment is on which hand? And love is on which hand? Right. And yet, most part of our life we have lived saying that attachment is. So any emotion, any sanskar which depletes the soul, left hand side. Any sanskar which empowers the soul, right hand side. Criticism, talking about people's weaknesses, gossip. So what is the purpose of life now? So often there's a question, what's the purpose of my life? The purpose of my life is to live my life through the right hand sanskars. That's the purpose of my life. Because when we say, what's my purpose? My is the soul. I'm talking about what's my purpose. We are not saying, what's my role's purpose? They're two different things. We say, I'm doing this, this is the purpose of my life. This is the purpose of my role. But we didn't know I am the soul, so I kept finding my purpose in my role. Purpose of the role is different and my purpose is different. So if you choose the purpose of your role, then your purpose is to use that purpose of the role with right-hand sanskars. Let's say somebody is a doctor, purpose of their life, to heal people. But if they are healing people creating stress, creating anger, then they are fulfilling the purpose of their role. But the soul is getting depleted. So now, using the purpose of my life and coming into the purpose of my role, which means my every sanskar will be from which hand? Right hand. And when I am using the right hand sanskars in my every thought, word, behavior, what's the energy that I'm radiating out into the world? Higher energy. And as I'm radiating this higher energy out into the world, what am I doing to everyone around me in my energy field? So each time I use the left hand sanskar, what is happening to this battery? Dip. And as this battery gets dipped, every other battery connected to me is getting affected. What's the vibration of the planet right now? Right hand, left hand. And if we don't do anything about it, where would it be 5 years from today? Where is it going to move? Which direction? Because we have created a world which is calling the left-hand sanskars as normal. What are we saying? Stress is normal. Anger is normal. Acha, worry which hand? Worry, chinta. Main aapse itna pyar karti hu, isliye chinta hoti aapke. Which hand? So you're going to go back home and tell your children, I never worry for you. What is worry going to do? Every time now, it's very easy now to check. What is worry doing? Which quality thoughts? Iska kya hoga, kaise hoga, aage kya hoga, vaise kaise hoga. Every thought, what is it doing to soul power? Dip, dip, dip. Creating thoughts about who? My child. Radiating which quality thought to them? Lower. What are we doing to them? Say it. What am I doing to them? What am I doing to them? I am depleting them. Shift to care. Care is which quality thought? So now change the thought. Remember yesterday, think right. So instead of thinking, iska kya hoga, change. Chalo chalo, bahut easy hai. Saturday ho gaya, kal Sunday last day hai. Ye seekh ke jana hai. Iska kya hoga? Now change. Iska? Sirf acha. Bahut acha, sirf bahut acha. You have the power to create the highest vibration thought. And the higher you will go, the higher you will go, the higher you will radiate, what are you going to do to them? Empower. So now this is moral responsibility. That my thoughts are not just my thoughts. I cannot just go on thinking whatever I want inside and say, kisi ko thodi dikh raha hai what I'm thinking. But every thought that I'm creating is not just my emotional health, it is radiating to everyone around me, depleting them, and then most important, radiating into the collective vibrations of the planet and bringing the energy of the planet. Theek hai? So am I allowed to create irritation? No? To aaj se khatam? There's a little story which we learn at this center. It's very sweet. And it says that there was a fire in the jungle. Bada jungle tha. And there was this little sparrow. And what would that sparrow do? That sparrow would go to the ocean there, fill a drop of water in its beak, come there and drop it on the jungle. Now visualize that sparrow. There, filling that drop of water, come and throwing it on the jungle. And aise, and aise, and aise, and aise. Kuch fayda hoga? Kuch fayda hoga? Hoga? Nahin hoga. Hoga? Nahin hoga. Not to the fire, but to the sparrow. Acha. Why not to the fire? Will do their own karma. So somebody asked the sparrow, ke hey chidiya, tumko kya lagta hai? Tumhari ye boond boond paani se ye jungle ki aag bujh jayegi? To chidiya ne kaha, jab itihas likha jayega, tab teen tarah ke log honge. Kaun se teen tarah ke log honge? Three types of people. Ek, jinhone aag lagai. The ones who are the cause of the fire. So which are the sanskars, which are the cause of the fire on this planet? So every time I'm creating that lower vibrational sanskar, I am creating the fire on the planet. The fire of vices, vikaron ki agni. Jal rahi hai dunya wo vikaron ki agni mein. Kehte na gusse ki agni, ye jal rahe hain gusse mein. Kehte na krodh mein jal rahe hain. So that is that fire vices. So the chidiya says, ek type ke log honge jinhone aag lagai. Dusre type ke log honge jinhone aag ko jalta hua dekha. And teesre type ke log honge jinhone aag bujhai. To chidiya ne kaha, mera naam aag bujhane wale logon mein hoga. नहीं अभी नहीं अभी नहीं अभी नहीं, मेरा नाम कौन सी साइट पे होगा? तीनों में से कौन सी साइट पे होगा ये बोलो अभी, फिर अपने लिए ताली बजाओगे तो अच्छा है, चिड़िया के लिए नहीं चाहिए, चिड़िया के लिए ताली नहीं चाहिए। देखो सुन के ही अच्छा लगता है, यू नो जस्ट इज लिसनिंग, वी नो इज जस्ट अ स्टोरी, वी नो देयर इज नो चिड़िया हु डिड दिस, बट इवन जस्ट लिसनिंग बिकॉज इट अलाइंस विद ह्यूमन नेचर, इसलिए हमें अच्छा लगता है वो, इट अलाइंस दैट दिस इज माई ट्रू नेचर, दिस इज माई ट्रू नेचर, आग बुझाने वाली इज माई ट्रू नेचर, बट टूडे वी हैव शिफ्टेड फ्रॉम आर ट्रू नेचर। So what we heard yesterday was, and which we are practicing, reviving our consciousness that I am not all this, I am that soul. And every soul is on a long, long journey. Every soul is created 5 types of sanskars. It's very important to know this. Then understanding people, understanding self, and creating beautiful relationships will become simple. Every soul is on a journey because it's energy. Energy can neither be created nor be destroyed. So when I die, what happens? I die. So and so died. So what happens? Energy cannot be created, cannot be destroyed. Mitti ka sharir mitti mein mil gaya. Right? So human being, human, humus, mitti ka sharir mitti mein mil gaya. Being, atma, eternal, ajar, amar, avinashi. The fire cannot burn it, it's eternal, it never gets destroyed. So where will this eternal energy go? That eternal energy would just leave one costume, enter the womb of the mother, and after a few months, baby born. And the world says, ke khali haath aaye the, khali haath jana hai. We came empty-handed, we will leave empty-handed. Is that true? No. Why will they say we came empty-handed, leave empty-handed? Because everything that I can see with these eyes, I cannot take with me. So make a list. What all I cannot take with me when I die? Kya nahi leke ja sakte? Everything I earned, everything I achieved, all my degrees, my roles, my positions, my family, and not even my costume. I cannot carry any of these with me. So what do I take with me? My sanskar and my karam. Because that is getting recorded here. And I, the soul, with all that recording of sanskar and karam, enter into the womb of the mother. Few months later, baby born, and the Panditji will make a Janampatri. How many of you have a Janampatri? Go back, get it checked. What does it have to say about you? That Janampatri was created on the day we were born. So that Janampatri is the 1st April of our life, opening balance sheet. It's the opening balance sheet. And so the Panditji will tell you, this is good, this is not, at the age of 10, this will happen, at the age of 20, this will happen, these 5 years are not good, these 7 years are not good, these 2 years are very good. How do they know all this? Because this is the opening balance sheet. Everybody knows the opening balance sheet. Because the opening balance sheet is identical to the closing balance sheet. So my last moment in this costume, my last thought in this costume, all those transactions, my karma, my sanskar, everything getting recorded here, out from this body. That was my 31st March closing balance sheet. Every karma, every thought, every feeling, every sanskar recorded there. And so hum khali haath nahi jaate hain. हम कैसे जाते हैं? कैसे जाते हैं? बहुत भरे हुए जाते हैं. नाउ जस्ट विजुअलाइज, व्हेन यू लीव दिस कॉस्ट्यूम, व्हाट वुड यू लाइक टू कैरी विथ यू? क्या लेकर जाना चाहेंगे? लेफ्ट हैंड संस्कार्स और राइट हैंड संस्कार्स? एंड एज विल बी द संस्कार, सो विल बी द कर्म. So if I create irritation, I've created that karma. If I get angry with somebody, I've created that karma. If I'm creating critical, judgmental thoughts about somebody, I've created that karma. If I'm holding on to somebody, something on my mind, not forgiving, I've created that karma. Imagine I'm holding resentment about somebody and I leave the costume. I did not settle it. I did not clean it. I did not forgive. I did not bless. And I leave the costume. What goes with me? What goes with me? That hatred, that resentment. I, the soul, born in the new costume, little baby, and the parents think a blank CD has come to me. Now I can make that child whatever I want. No. The soul has come, not blank, full. Full with sanskars and karma. So when should we forgive people? When should we forgive people? Because I don't know when I'm going to leave. Suppose we come to know, what's the time now? Around 5. So if we come to know we're going to leave at 10 tonight. Ready to leave at 10? No. Ready to leave at 10? So many people don't get 5 hours. We don't get time. I can go to sleep tonight and not wake up tomorrow morning. And what if I had an argument with my spouse before going to sleep? What if I typed some very strong messages to somebody before going to sleep? And then I don't wake up. I, the soul, will carry all that karma baggage with me. And then in my new costume, I will not know why I have that sanskar. But I have that sanskar. So it's very important to understand why I am the way I am and why they are the way they are. So every soul is carrying 5 types of sanskars. It's like 5 bundles of sanskar. So visualize this like a CD with 5 folders on it. The first folder, past birth sanskars. You should know all these 5. Always keep them with you. So whenever you say, I cannot understand this person, just open the diary. Which one of these 5 sanskars is this person carrying? And it will become so easy to understand them. And when I understand them, I can accept them. And when I accept them, I empower them. Expectations, which hand? Left or right? All this will remain the same from Monday also, no? Huh? Don't go back to left hand then on Monday onwards. Yahan to sab achha achha lag raha hai. It's very easy. Once I have clarity, which one is right, which one is normal, then it's just a little attention for some time to shift from the left hand to right hand. And then I will start vibrating at the higher energy. So first folder, past birth sanskars. The maximum number of sanskars are in this folder. Because I, the soul, am not in a journey of 1 birth, 2 birth, 3 births. Many, 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 many births. Every birth, different parents, different family, different environment. I don't know which country, which city, which religion, which social background, family I was born into. And different situations in my life. And different responses from me, which means my sanskar and my karam. And let's say I lived in that costume for 100 years. 100 years, out, next costume, next environment, 100 years, out, next costume, 100 years. Can you see that long, 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 long journey? How many sanskars? So that folder has the highest number of files, past birth sanskars. Second folder, family sanskars. Family sanskars, sanskars from parents, sanskars from family. And keep checking your sanskars while you're writing the folder. Which sanskars do I have from my family? So the time that the soul absorbs the sanskars from the family, the highest time is when the soul is in the womb of the mother. The womb of the mother is a very, very, very powerful time. Why it's a powerful time? Because the soul is in a detached state. The time when the soul can absorb the highest is when a soul is in coma. So when, if you ever know someone who is not conscious, is coma, don't think that they cannot understand you. They can understand you more than they could ever understand you before. Ever before. They can catch your every thought, your every feeling, your every intention. Because at that time the soul is disconnected, detached. Then when the soul leaves the costume, highest catching power. Highest catching power. And that's why we were taught कि जब कोई जाता है उसके लिए बुरा नहीं बोलना कभी कुछ बुरा नहीं सोचना वो कैच कर लेती है आत्मा बिकॉज डिटैच्ड आउट ऑफ बॉडी एक्सपीरियंस वी ऑल हैव रेड बुक्स नो अबाउट पीपल हु हैड आउट ऑफ बॉडी एक्सपीरियंस सो व्हाट हैपेंड टू देम समवन इज ऑन अ सर्जरी टेबल हैज एन आउट ऑफ बॉडी एक्सपीरियंस दे नो एवरीथिंग दैट द डॉक्टर्स वर टॉकिंग इन द मेडिकल टर्मिनोलॉजी व्हिच इज नॉट देयर वोकैबुलरी बट बिकॉज दे वर आउट ऑफ बॉडी दे कुड अब्सॉर्ब एंड कैच एवरी सिंगल थिंग So when I, the soul, leave the costume, highest catching power. And third, when I'm in the womb of the mother, highest catching power. Because I'm still not attached to the next costume, to my next role, nothing. These three times we are detached. And now the fourth time that we are going to practice is, when we practice meditation and detach from this body, highest catching power. Of course, still not as high as when we are completely out of the body. So, garb time, the womb time, is a very, very powerful time. And so when we were in the wombs of our mothers were taught to take care not just of their body but also of their mind. Achha achha dekho, achha achha padho. So, hamari mummy ko kaun si photo lagane ke liye bola tha saamne? Kiski photo lagai thi? तो कहा श्री कृष्ण की फोटो लगाओ श्री राम की फोटो लगाओ देवी देवताओं की फोटो लगाओ ऐसा बच्चा आएगा एंड देयर वी अराइव्ड या वी आर टुडे स्टिल बिकॉज ऑफ अ लॉट ऑफ केयर दे टुक बट आजकल की मम्मी किसकी फोटो देख रही है आजकल की मम्मी और इसमें सिर्फ मम्मी नहीं मम्मी पापा बोथ आर रिस्पॉन्सिबल किसकी फोटो देख रहे हैं तो जिसकी फोटो देखेंगे मींस द थॉट्स दैट द पेरेंट्स क्रिएट द फीलिंग्स दे क्रिएट व्हाट दे वॉच व्हाट दे रीड व्हाट दे लिसन व्हाट दे स्पीक व्हाट दे ईट व्हाट दे ड्रिंक इज नॉट जस्ट क्रिएटिंग द हेल्थ ऑफ दैट बॉडी द कॉस्ट्यूम इट इज क्रिएटिंग द संस्कार्स ऑफ द सोल सो द मोस्ट पावरफुल संस्कार्स आर गर्भ संस्कार अभिमन्यु ने कहां सीखा था चक्रव्यूह में कैसे जाना है गर्भ में 14 years later, Abhimanyu knew how to get into that chakravyuh, what he heard in the womb of the mother. But he didn't hear in the womb of the mother how to come out. So this is not just a story to tell us. It is to tell us the power of that time in the womb of the mother. So if there is any sanskar, which is something which you don't have answers, why do I have this? Once in a while, sit with your mother and just ask her her 9-month experience. Many answers are lying there. Just ask her, how was your 9 months? What was going on in your life at that time? What were your emotions during those 9 months when I was there? And if you are a mother, now check that. And so those who have 2 children, they can see the difference in the sanskar of the 2 children because of what was going on in their lives in those 2 9-month period. So even if we are in the initial phase of our career, let's say, and we are tight for money and we're thinking all about money, how will we manage, be careful. The soul in the womb of the mother is suddenly feeling, I don't have enough money. How will I manage my life? We feel it is our thought, but that thought is getting absorbed by the soul. 30 years later, you will find your child wealthy, very rich, but always feeling, I don't have enough money. How will I manage my life? We're like, what is your problem? You have so much money. He said, no. What if I don't have this tomorrow? And the soul will not know, why am I feeling this thought? Why am I having this sanskar? Second folder, family. Third folder, environment. Environment, sangh ka rang. Friends, relatives, and today, media. So when you're choosing a school for your child, be very careful because that's where the third folder gets influenced. That's the third folder is going to get influenced there. So always keep the criteria. I will choose that school and then those friends who will create high energy vibrations and those kind of sanskars for my child. Very important criteria in choosing education and schooling system right now. But we say, no, everybody's child is in that school. Even my child will have to go into that school. Be careful. Padhai to har jagah ho jayegi. Sanskar kaun se banne wale hain? Sangh ka rang kaun sa wala hai? And aajkal to hamara media is sangh ka rang. So that's why we saw yesterday, what is the quality of the content? Right content for right thoughts, for right sanskars. Fourth folder, willpower. Willpower. So irrespective of whichever sanskar I have carried from my past life, from my parents, from my family, from my environment, I can change any sanskar using my willpower. And so many of us have changed a lot of sanskars, and those sanskars are in the fourth folder, willpower. And now fifth folder, most important folder. These four folders are sanskars which I create on this journey of life after life. But the fifth folder is the original sanskar of every soul. And there are seven files over there, right? Sat sanskar. Now you can write the names of those seven sanskars. Purity, peace, love, power, happiness, wisdom, bliss, pavitrata, shanti, pyar, sukh, shakti, gyan, anand, satoguni atma. So what are we doing in Raj Yoga meditation? We are tapping the fifth folder. Fifth folder. So every soul has all these five sanskars. But look at any soul on the planet and ask them what they want. They want the fifth folder. Even if someone is waging war, they either want power or they want peace. Everyone is using their own methods to get it. But each one is wanting only that fifth folder sanskar, because that is the original nature of every soul. So it's like my body is made of five elements of water. When that balance is not right, I said, I want water. I take one glass of water and I'm fine, comfortable. Today we are saying, I want happiness, I want love, I want peace. The truth is that it's not I want, it is. It is not I want, it is. It is I am. It's not I want. It is not going to come from anywhere outside. So now these five folders are like five playlists that you have of songs on the CD, on your phone. So I have five playlists, different songs in those five playlists. And when a situation arises, I have to select the right song for that situation. So I could have got anger from my family, I could have come with ego from my past life, but I am a pure, divine, powerful, peaceful soul. So what I am doing in my Amrit Vela in the morning, I am reminding myself, I am a pure soul, I am a peaceful soul. By reminding myself, which file am I touching on? There. And when I do that in the morning and I keep remembering it during the day, and then here comes a situation, I have choice to pick up anger from one folder, patience from another folder. I have the choice, and now I know which one to pick up. Because I prepared myself in the morning for that. So meditation means yoga in the yoga in the morning, karam yogi during the day. Preparing, activating that folder in the morning, taking a pause for 1 minute every hour to take care that, okay, I'm taking out the songs from that folder, and there comes the stimulus and I will respond through my fifth folder. practicing for some time, and after some time responding through the fifth folder will come natural. So I'm going to change my sanskar from this to this. Important is to know that I don't need those sanskars from outside. They are my sanskars. I only have to bring them into action. Now look at other people through these five sanskars. Why are they the way they are? How can they do this? How can they behave this? How can they be like this? They are not just your children. They are not just your spouse. They are a soul on a long, long, long journey. How many of you are couples here? Look at your spouse if you're sitting with them. Look towards them. Look, look, look. Now don't look at the face. Go into the looking at the center of the forehead. And just see that little tiny point of light there. And now just see, this soul has been with me for the last X number of years. But before this, another environment, another family, don't know what all happened in that lifetime with them. And before that 100 years, another one, and another one, and another one. And I'm looking at them and saying, how can they be like this? They should not be like this, they should be like this. And I'm saying expectations are normal. They should be my way. Because my way is the. Now why we are not able to understand each other's sanskars? Because the sanskar that I have, I will be able to see the situation only through that sanskar. So let's say, for example, a simple sanskar like punctuality. How many of us have this sanskar of punctuality? Acha, everybody has it. Why are you laughing? No, everybody doesn't have it. Everybody has it. But everybody has a different definition of that sanskar. So if we say, who have the sanskar of honesty? Everybody. But everybody has a different definition of honesty. Trust, everybody has a different definition of trust. So for someone, punctuality would mean 4 o'clock is at what time? 3:45. That is their definition of punctuality. Another one, 4 o'clock is at dot 4 p.m. And the third option is 4 o'clock is at what time? Which one of them is right? Which one of them is right? 3:45, 4 or 4:15? Which one of them is right? How many feel 3:45 is right? I also feel that. And you know why we feel that is right? Why do we feel 3:45 is right? Okay, how many feel 4 dot is right? And how many feel thoda bahut to? चलो हाथ उठा लो, कुछ भी गलत नहीं है इसके अंदर, हाथ उठाओ. ये गलत नहीं है, इट्स नॉट रॉन्ग. रेज योर हैंड्स. हाउ मेनी फील 4:05, 4:10 इज फाइन? ठीक है. नाउ ऑलवेज रिमेंबर दिस, विच वन विल आई रेज माई हैंड फॉर? आई विल रेज माई हैंड फॉर दैट इज राइट विथ संस्कार आई हैव, बिकॉज आई डोंट हैव द अदर संस्कार. So because I don't have the other sanskar, I will never understand that other sanskar. And I will look at the other person and say, how can you come at 4:10? And the other person is saying, I'm also wondering, how can you come at 3:45, yeah? So then I will say to them, because 3:45 is right. And the person says, why, you don't have anything better to do, so you're coming and sitting here 15 minutes before and you're calling that right. And then we can fight over which one is right. Which one of them is right? Now, your spouse could have the 3:45 sanskar and you could have the 4:15 sanskar. So every time we have to go somewhere, every time we have to go somewhere, we're going to have a difference of opinion on what is right. So what do we do? Change them to 4:15? Or change ourselves to 3:45? Acha, bring both to 4 o'clock, is it? Beach mein. just to understand that I am comfortable with 3:45 just because that's recorded here for me. But the other soul cannot understand what is 3:45. So don't look at them and say, how can you be like this? It's not some manufacturing defect somewhere. How can you be like this? What is weird for us, what is strange for us is normal for them because they have that as their recording. So acceptance means to understand that this soul has carried that sanskar from somewhere on the journey, some conditioning, some family taught them that 4:15 is fine. And so that child picked it up. Then when that child was 100 years old, left the costume, came into my family, and so for that soul, 4:15 is right. I can gently help each other to change to another sanskar. But to help the soul to change to another sanskar, I have to first be non-judgmental about their present sanskar. If I am critical and judgmental about their present sanskar, I am depleting them. And if I deplete them, they will never change their sanskar. So my first step has to be to accept their sanskar. But to accept their sanskar, I have to understand their sanskar, why they are like that. Now 4:15, 3:45 is okay, doesn't make much of a difference. But when sanskars like one has a sanskar of trust, other has a sanskar of doubt. One has a sanskar of faith, the other has a sanskar of insecurity. Becomes very difficult. At every step it starts becoming very difficult. And then we say, how can they be like this? So we have to shift from questioning who they are to becoming compassionate that this soul somewhere on the journey has created this sanskar. Instead of questioning their identity, I will heal that pain in them. In the last 1 year, there has been war in countries, there has been flood in our country, there have been earthquakes, before that there has been COVID. Just look at the different ways in which souls leave the costume. So visualize, earthquake, flood, war, soul leaving the costume. What would be the state of mind just before leaving the body? What is that final antamati so gati? Antamati so gati means your final state just before leaving the costume is influencing your gati, your destiny aage. So can we visualize what would be the sanskar that will get recorded just by leaving at that time? What would happen? Fear. What else? Pain. Yes. What else? Hanji? Anger. Yes. Okay. Insecurity. Imagine to see your child slipping out of your hands like this. Like this. And then you leave the body. So what's the last thing that got recorded? Fear. Fear of losing people. So things are not as simple as what we look at them. Hey, mera bachcha aisa kyun hai? Wo bachcha nahi hai. Soul on a journey. We don't know what they saw last just before coming here. And what got recorded there. Fear of losing people. Fear of death. Fear of going to a hospital. Now what is our role? Now what is our role? Now when you start looking at people around you, you will start understanding. Why are they like this? They've carried, something has happened in some time, in some lifetime. We all understand fear of water, fear of heights. So we say, ha, theek hai, something must have happened in some life. Some people have fear of trust. They don't want to trust people. Why are they not able to trust? Because sometimes, somewhere they trusted. And what they got in return was betrayal. So like, if I leave the costume in a flood, what will get recorded here? Water is equal to pain. But if I was betrayed, what will get recorded here? Trust is equal to pain. Now I fear trusting people. But my spouse is loyal, very honest. So the spouse doesn't understand that I have the fear of trusting people. My spouse says, how can you not trust me? I've never done anything wrong. And there we go. So please understand, it's not about me. Their sanskar is about them. Don't get hurt. Don't consume that energy like this. And how can you do this to me? It is not do this to me. It is, why are you like this and what can I do for you? So any pain that I'm carrying and any pain that any soul around me is carrying is a scar, is a wound which was created in some costume, was not healed before they left. But it's a soul on a journey. We can heal the wound in any costume. In any costume. So are we ready to heal them? Are we ready to heal them? Yes? Can you close your eyes and bring them on the screen of your mind and just see which sanskars you were having a problem understanding? Just take one person or two people. Most sanskars are beautiful. But some things is like, how can they be like this? Why are they like this? We kept questioning their personality. And we even said it in words, aap aise kaise kar sakte, aap aise kaise ho sakte hai. Now just look at them. They are not just my child, my spouse, my sibling, soul on a long journey. They have gone through something which I don't know and they don't remember. They don't remember. But something has happened somewhere which has created that wound, that sanskar, that thinking pattern, that behavioral pattern. They are not doing wrong to me. They are in pain themselves. We are not a victim of their behavior. They are a victim of what they are experiencing. So shift from feeling that my life is difficult because of their pain to understanding that my life is about healing their pain. We are family. Like we take care of each other with a physical wound, in a disease, I'm going to start healing them from today. And the first step to start healing is no more questioning, how can you be like this? But understanding, I understand why you are like this. Question is answered, so I understand. Say sorry to them for all the times I have created this thought. How can you be like this? And now, say to them, I understand you. This is power. You know, when someone sits with us and just says, I understand you, what comfort it gives. That there's someone who understands me. Say, I understand you. Second line, I accept you. Which means I'm never going to question this sanskar ever. Ever. I understand you. I accept you. Now third, most important, I bless you, which means I heal you. And how will we heal them? Now you will write that personal for yourself. Whatever power you feel the other soul needs. So let's say the soul is experiencing insecurity. The soul needs faith. The soul needs the sanskar of trust. The soul needs a sanskar of acceptance. So send the blessing to that soul. You trust people. It comes natural to you. Just send that blessing to them. You trust people. Till today we have said, how can you not trust people? And by saying that, we only rubbed that wound. And by rubbing the wound, we only added pain to their pain. And today we are going to say, you trust people. You are a powerful soul. You are a loveful soul. And just this one thought is healing that wound. Like we shifted from stress is normal, anger is normal to I am a peaceful soul. I am a pure soul. Same I have to do with other people. You are a peaceful soul. You are a powerful soul. You are a loveful soul. Just check the wound and then apply that medicine. And choose one of those seven sanskars is going to be the medicine. One of those seven. So if it is trust, acceptance, it's coming from love. So you are a loveful soul. When a person doubts or is insecure, there's lack of love. So four thoughts. First, I understand you. Second, I accept you. Third, I bless you. And fourth, your personal blessing for that soul, depending on what they need right now from you. Okay, Ji? How many were able to find something that the soul needs, someone around you? You see? And now once you have this on your mind, you'll be able to find a lot. Sab kuch dikhne lagega. Sab kuch dikhne lagega. We have no idea what souls have gone through in so much. Just look at people around you today. Like look at people's lives. There is so much happening in everybody's life. Even one lifetime, it's difficult to understand. So imagine multiple lifetimes what souls have gone through. And that is why sometimes people go through a past life regression to heal themselves. But we don't need to go through that. We don't need to go through that. Because even if I come to know what I've done in the past life, why I'm feeling like this, the healing I still have to do in the present life only. So why do I need to go and find out? I just need to know, yes, something had happened. Now I have to heal it. We don't need to go through a past life regression because the power is not in the past. The power is in the present. It's like I was walking, I hit this table and now I'm limping here. And now you see me limping. Your role is to just take care of that limp, heal me. You don't need to find out how I hit myself because that's nothing to do with it. So I do not need to do a past life regression to see, but how did I hurt myself? But how does that matter? It doesn't matter how I hurt my foot. Important is what do I need to do with that foot now. So do not need to go through a past life regression ever. Don't need to. Don't play with nature. Nature said, I need to forget. So let's live in harmony with nature. Don't try and go in the past. Get the tools to heal in the present. So you can heal yourself like this and you can heal everybody else around you. Now this is not just about your spouse, about the elders in your family, but that baby who comes into your life. So we are saying, why are children doing like this today? How can they be like this? They are not children. They are one of us who leave the costume, go there and baby born. So if today I am living my life saying stress is normal, I am depressed, I am this, I leave this costume. So what type of a baby do you think is going to be there? Emotionally very strong? No. So what's our role? What's our role? Our role is to empower them. And how will we empower them? How will we empower them? How will we empower them? The higher we go in our power, we will empower them. The time has come where almost everyone around you will need power. we've reached almost the lowest vibration of the planet. COVID, the vibration even dipped, because 2 years, millions of people all over the world together said fear is normal, stress is normal, and we just radiated so much of fear and anxiety on the planet that COVID got over, but that fear and anxiety is still there. So the vibration of the planet is dipping, and that's why this era is called Kaliyug. So char yug hai, like 24 hours cycle of time, 365 days cycle of time, then there is a slightly bigger cycle of time. Morning, afternoon, evening, night, time is cyclic. It's only going to repeat every 24 hours. It's only going to repeat every 365 days. Spring, summer, autumn, winter. Now a bigger cycle. And that bigger cycle is Satyug, Treta Yug, Dwapar Yug, Kaliyug. Golden Age, Silver Age, Copper Age, Iron Age. Abhi kaun sa yug? Abhi Ghor Kaliyug. Ghor Kaliyug. Ghor Kaliyug means when all the vices are at its peak, and when those seven qualities are at its, that is Ghor Kaliyug. How would Satyug be? Simple, na? How would Satyug be? Very good. Reverse of that. Absolutely. Just the opposite. Satyug means every soul would be naturally soul conscious. Today we've reached a stage, throughout the day we hardly remember I'm a soul. Do you remember every day while you're working I'm a soul? No. Only 2 times we remember. When somebody leaves the costume and when we go for a bhoot wala picture. Atma bhatak rahi thi. Aise. Sara din mein to yaad nahi rehta ke main atma hoon. So that is the lowest. Moving from 100% soul consciousness to 100% body consciousness, ego consciousness. 100% soul consciousness to 100% body consciousness, ego consciousness is this cycle. But iske baad ab kya hoga? What next? Morning, afternoon, evening, night, pitch dark. Uske baad? Morning, dawn, awakening, awakening. So why are we here? Why are we here? We are awakening. We came in that darkness thinking that stress, anger, fear, normal, and we are awakening to the truth that is purity, normal, love, normal, acceptance, normal, faith, normal, healing, normal, humility, normal. So now draw the swastik here. We all know swastik? That is those 4 parts, the 4 aspects of time. Draw that symbol. It's called swastik. Swaka astitva, my identity. ठीक है कैसे draw करते हैं ऐसे 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 ठीक है and once we draw the swastik, we put that bindi, point of light. One, डालो कहाँ लगाते हैं पहले ऐसे नहीं कहीं भी लगा सकते हैं. How do we do it? First here, then here, then here, and then here. We are saying I the soul was here, then I the soul was here, then I the soul was here, and now I the soul am here. Now the first part of the swastik, hand is like this. Please keep your hand like this. That's the first part of the swastik. Dikh raha? Ye wala part. Hai na? So what is this hand doing? De, aisa. Giving, giver, blessings, Devi Devta, divine souls. Divine souls. Divine. So when we see the pictures, the murti of the Devi Devtas, how is the hand always shown? Always. That's our nature, to give. Even if we see in nature, everything is giving. So even our nature is also to always give, giver. So Satyug, Treta Yug is divine souls. Every soul is a divine soul. Every soul is like this. Devi Devtas is not a religion. Devi Devtas was a civilization. Civilization. Where every soul was 100% soul consciousness. So purity, divinity, natural sanskar. which today we are saying Adi Sanatan Devi Devta Dharam. But that Dharam doesn't mean religion as we understand religion now. Dharam means religion of the soul. The quality of the soul was Devi Devta, divinity. So when the soul is divine, how would the body be? The health of the costume. Perfect. And so in Satyog, no disease. And even today, khandit murti sthapan nahi karte devi devtaon ke. Even if there is a little scratch, that idol is not used. Because devi devta costume body was perfect, healthy. Soul perfect, body perfect, how would environment be? Bolo, bolo. So Dr. Vibha, Satyog environment will be, the word is sato pradhan, pure. Harmony. It is from here that the world gets created. So when the soul is at its highest vibrations, environment will be at its highest vibration. Then, no untimely death. So on an average, the age span there is about 150 years. The soul will leave one costume after 150 years, take another one, then leave one costume, take another one. Soul power is so high in that era that even communication is with thought power. On the planet will be Akhand Bharat. Not Bharat as what we understand Bharat now, but the Akhand Bharat, a very big continent. Now just visualize this journey. Take yourself to Satyog. Divine soul, perfect body, perfect environment. 150 years later, I leave one costume, take another one. 150 years later, I take a costume, leave another one. And I go on that journey. Time is passing. I've reached Treta Yug. Treta Yug, haath kaisa hai? Swastik par chale jau. Haath kaisa hua? Niche. Which means soul on a journey, very, very gradual. Soul power starts depleting, very gradual. So Treta Yug hand has come down, which means my power to give starts reducing. In these two yugs, Satyug and Treta Yug, we are still 100% soul conscious. It will dip a little bit, but in today's reference, it is still complete soul consciousness. Morning is over, afternoon is over, evening has started. Dwapar Yug, Dwapar, Dwet. अभी तक क्या था? अद्वैत. एक राज्य, एक धर्म, एक भाषा. एवरीथिंग वन, यूनाइटेड, अद्वैत. द्वापर युग हाथ किधर गया? ऐसे, फिर ऐसे, फिर ऐसे. सतयुग में क्या कर रहे थे? द्वापर युग में क्या करना शुरू किया? ये कब करना शुरू किया? When I, the soul, after having left and changed so many costumes, I gradually started believing that I am the body. And that's when my first trace of body consciousness starts. And that's when starts the first trace of lust, ego. And nothing like today. Nothing like today. The first trace, the first trace. Today it is at its peak. Attachment. So five vices. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, ahankar. Lust, anger, greed, attachment, ego. This is when body consciousness starts. And so from Dwapar Yug, the copper age, pure souls from Paramdham. Today we saw in the morning Paramdham, the soul world. So souls will come into Satyug, souls will start coming into Treta Yug. So someone asked this morning, how does population go on increasing? Because all souls are in the soul world, and depending on what purity level you take yourself up to, you will come at that purity level on the planet. So when the purity level on the planet is 100, which is the beginning of Satyug, every soul who has reached 100% will reach there. Then some will come little later, some will come in Treta Yug, some will come in Dwapar Yug. And we'll keep coming, population will keep increasing. Population will keep increasing till the end of Kaliyug. Now, Dwapar Yug, very, very pure souls came on the planet to again bring us back to our dharam. the dharma of those seven qualities. So all the prophets, 2500 years back, they did not come to establish religion. They came to teach us religion, religion of the soul. They came to bring us together. But sometimes, instead of connecting to the teaching, we connected to the teacher. Had we connected to the teaching, today we would have been like this. But we connected to the teacher and we said, I am different, you are different. And then within that one religion also branches. Because everyone was connecting to different teachers. Reached a stage of Kali Yuga where today we are ready to war in the name of religion. That's how low. So Kali Yuga haath kaisa hai? Satyuga haath kaisa tha? Treta Yuga haath kaisa tha? Dwapar Yuga haath kaisa tha? Kali Yuga haath aisa hai. Karo, karo. Now just do this together, fatafat. 1, 2, 3, 4. And now we've reached Ghor Kali Yuga. Ab iske baad kidhar jana hai? That's all. This is why Rajyoga. Just to become from this to this, this to this. Yehi karna hai sirf, this to this. So we've reached that peak Kali Yuga. And so peak emotional health issues, mental health issues, physical disease, environmental health issues. Everything is reaching at its peak. And the next few years are going to be tougher. Going to be tougher than what they are today. And so it's very, 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 very important. Very important to raise your vibrations. If you don't raise your vibrations, if you are just where you are, the vibrations of the planet are going to take you down. It's like we are in a room here of 500. If all 500 are panicking, stressed and in fear, I don't have to do anything to experience panic and stress. I will just start experiencing it because I'm in a room of 500. But if I want to protect myself from that panic and fear of 500, what will I have to do? What will I have to do? Karo, karo, karo. What will? If I am at my normal average self, I will get influenced by the vibration of 500 people. But otherwise, now what do I have to do? Here. And when I go here, not only that I remain untouched by this vibration of 500, but energy flows from higher to lower. So I start radiating power to that 500. And when I start radiating that power to 500, I am shifting my world. My world means my life, my family, my workplace. I'm shifting it from Kali Yuga to Satyuga just by being a giver. This. So I will have to go higher to become like this. If I'm lower, I'm like this. I want love, I want happiness, I want peace, I want power. Go higher, I give love, I give because I am. So I don't have to give, it just flows from me because I am. So you are not here just to learn power of your mind and to just learn how to be happy. No, no, no. That you can learn anywhere how to be happy. We are here to. What is a little chidiya doing? We are here to. So now see, there is a big population who is lowering the vibration of the planet. There is an even bigger population who's just there doing nothing about it. तो कुछ लोग आग जला रहे होंगे, बहुत सारे लोग सिर्फ जलता हुआ देख रहे होंगे, और हम क्या करेंगे? हम सागर से जाकर वो पानी भर के आग पर डालेंगे. कौन सा सागर? कौन सा सागर? वो है प्यार का सागर, शांति का सागर, शक्तियों का सागर. So what did we do in our meditation today? I, the soul, go to Paramdham, fill myself, come here, like this. So every morning, go to the sagar, fill yourself, and throughout the day, and while you're doing that, you're not just creating magic with your life. You're not just creating magic with lives of people around you. You are contributing to shifting the energy of the planet from Kali Yuga to Satyuga. How many want to do that, shift the world from Kalyug to Satyug? Achche se haath uthalo, photo khich li. This, it's a bigger purpose. It's not just a very small purpose. It's a big purpose. In the coming years, note down this date today, write it with you. In the coming years, you're going to have people around you who would just want to experience 1 minute of peace. They are going to be in so much pain. This is a fact. It is going to happen. They're going to be in so much pain that even just being around you, if they can experience 1 minute of peace, you've given them something. You've given like water to somebody who's just so. So just raising your vibration is not going to benefit only you. It is going to heal so many souls and it's going to change the world. So it's a tipping point that we have to reach. We don't need 800 million people to shift towards Satyug. We don't need so many people. It's called the tipping point. When a certain small number of people raise their vibration, they have the power to change the vibration of the entire planet. So ready? Ready? So from today, add one more sankalp. I am a Satyugi soul. I am a Satyugi soul. So we are going to live in Kaliyug and create Satyug. And that is why when we look at the Devi Devtas, they are shown sitting or standing on a lotus flower. How can anybody sit or stand on a lotus flower? It's always giving us a meaning. It is saying, what does a lotus flower do? It's there in the muck and yet it is untouched. So our life has to be like that lotus flower. We are not going to leave the world. We are not going to leave anything. We're going to be right there in the lowest energy, but untouched. Untouched. And that's why that early morning Amrit Vela meditation is for taking yourself higher throughout the day, being a giver. Giver means when someone doesn't behave right with me, I don't create hurt. If I create hurt, I have taken their vibration. But if I say, it's okay, I understand you are in pain, I radiate power to you, I'm like this. So in every situation, either I consume energy from the situation and the person, or I give energy to the situation and person. There's no other third option. Either I consume or I give. So now when you return from here on Monday, whether it is at home, whether it is at work, whether it is with friends, you are going to shift from to becoming a giver. And as you give, your vibration goes higher. So this is the seva that is needed now. So when you see so many brothers and sisters here, and we saw yesterday, they're not being paid, there's no promotion, there's nothing. What is their incentive here? Why are they so happy in life when they're not getting anything? Because they know that they are playing the role of that little sparrow. And that's why they're very happy. Very happy only because they have tuned their frequency from this to this. And anyone who shifts their frequency, being a giver not just in the outside world, being a giver here, when anyone shifts their vibration to being a giver, then automatically their vibration goes higher. They don't need anything from the lower energy planet to feel happy. Don't need. So you will continue working, you will continue achieving, you will continue excelling, you will continue earning, but you will not need any of those to be happy. You will be happy and continue working, achieving, excelling, empowering. Dynamics changes. So it shifts from, imagine shifting from this to becoming a, achha lag raha hai? Ke wohi wala achha tha, aise wala? Kaun sa wala achha hai? So in every scene, in every scene, in every situation, in every relationship with every person, I am not this, I am this. Pass. I am a Satyugi soul. So tonight before going to sleep, again sit with your diary for 5 minutes, check any soul you know who is in pain, write with their name, I understand you, I accept your journey, I heal you, I bless you, and write that power they need. This diary is only going to be for this purpose, even after Monday. Ghar ka hisab kitab nahi likhna ye diary ke andar kabhi. Kabhi nahi. This diary will only be for our spiritual homework. How many of you all did your sankalps yesterday? Affirmations? Very good. With the meals? Before going to sleep? Morning? How many were here for 4:15? Very good. How's the experience? Very good. And Tuesday onwards, what time will we wake up? Everything we're doing here is not a 3 days retreat. It's not a 3 days retreat. It is changing from a Kaliyogi soul to a Satyogi soul. Teen type ke log hote hain. Yogi, Bhogi aur Rogi. Yogi, Bhogi aur Rogi. To Yogi soul. Suffering wale nahi. Dene wale. Chalo. 30 seconds. Straight. Now we should be able to do this quickly. Like we were doing our eyes exercise yesterday, no? Blink, look here, look there. This is also just a gentle exercise. We are not going to do this only in the morning. We are not going to do this only before going to sleep. We are going to do it just any time. Morning, about to drive, take a 10-second pause. Do this exercise, then start your car. Beginning a meeting, 30-second pause. I, the soul, I am a Satyogi soul. I am a giver. I radiate power. Today's meeting, everyone accepts and understands each other. The decision we create today will shift the world to Satyog. Create this thought and then start the meeting. Just 30 seconds of right thinking. When I change my thought, my consciousness changes. So morning, night, every hour, just before a meal, just before a task, just before a meeting, just before a phone call, 30 seconds, 20 seconds. That's all that it needs for me to shift to the highest vibration of divinity. I am a Satyogi soul. My vibrations are healing the planet. I am shifting the world towards the highest energy. This is the purpose of my life. Please remain in this silence for 5 minutes more. Take this 5 minutes to check your sanskars, any sanskar you were not understanding about yourself or about family. Can do this healing now. If anybody needs to take a 5 minutes break, then use this time. 5:45 sharp, we have a very senior brother of the organization, Suraj Bhaiji, who will take us deeper into this, the power of meditation. So don't get into conversation in these 5 minutes. Keep that vibration. Either we need a break for 5 minutes or we'll be here in this silence. Do your inner work. We don't need to check the phone in these 5 minutes. Don't need to every time repeatedly connect to Kaliyug. Keep yourself at that higher energy.